Oh, you're here. I wasn't sure if I was going to see you tonight. No, I wasn't waiting for you. Honestly, I wasn't expecting you to come find me. It isn't often that I travel this far away from home. Being a princess does come with certain diplomatic responsibilities, beyond the usual social calls and charity events like today. I'm blessed to travel with my familiar, a gift from my late husband. Everything you see here, he has conjured to ensure I am surrounded by what comforts me. We're in a smaller version of the royal chambers now, but if I choose, we could be in the water gardens. The marketplace. Or, joined by my furry protector. But I prefer my chambers. It's typically where I do most of my thinking. To be blunt, I'm only here because if I ever expect to ascend to the throne, I need people to know that I'm not restricting myself to the palace, wasting my youth and beauty away. My people are so desperate for me to remarry and produce an heir. It's as if their whispers rise from the markets in unison. Finding a willing suitor isn't something I would call difficult. Sitting in the throne room, meeting and greeting men that are clearly only interested in the expansion of their kingdoms is painful. And not the pleasing sort of pain. Then, showing pity on the ones I feel might be able to tolerate me holding the reins, and allowing them the chance to romance me, only to be met with sweet desire and being treated as if I'm some delicate ornament. Now, my husband. I met him at a time when I was thirsting for adventure. I felt trapped by my duties and expectations, and he was nothing but risk and fun. He loved me, even when I was defiant. Even if I pushed him to think differently and to see my perspective. And he was brave. Do you know how rare it is to find someone that is truly brave? He saved me. That's a story for another night. I don't think you came here for me to take you back in time. I don't know what it is about you, but earlier, and even now, you make me feel at ease. Like I can't help but tell you everything. I was taken prisoner in my home by someone that believed he could take anything that he wanted, including my father's throne and me along with it. At first, all I could do was pray that I would be saved. I blame that on my youth. But as time went on, he learned my body. He would touch me exactly the way I needed to be touched. He enjoyed I didn't want it. And for some reason, the helplessness made me begin to desire him. He showed me that even if I fought against him, that only he would be able to make me feel that good. And I believed him. For a time. Once I was rescued, I blocked that all out of my mind. The best I could. But when I would lie awake at night, I would close my eyes and touch myself how he taught me that I like to be touched. I've never admitted that to anyone. It isn't something I expect anyone would even care to hear. You're very kind to listen, and I can see the desire to understand more in your eyes. It's sweet. I wish I knew exactly what I was searching for. Some days I think it would be nice to settle down with someone that will love me and do whatever I say. Other days I think I need someone that desires me and will make me his by any means necessary. As much as it feels good to be vulnerable with you, I do wonder what you thought you would find when you sought me out tonight. What you may have heard. What sort of woman you were hoping to find. I've heard the stories about me. How I stood up to my father and demanded that I choose my husband. Suddenly, so many women are looking up to me. They think of me as some sort of role model. The story travels far and wide. You know how these things go. But through all of that, all I was being was young. I wanted my freedom. That isn't unique to me. Don't you want the freedom to choose who you spend the rest of your life with? No, they shouldn't look up to me. The things I've told you tonight, I'm not proud of. I shouldn't long for the person that used sorcery to control me. I can't continue to be lost in mourning him. My father, my husband. You're better off investing your time in someone that isn't broken. I imagine someone like you, as many highborn women, lining up to occupy your time. You aren't leaving. Stubborn one, aren't you? All right then. Perhaps I should get to the heart of it. Look me in the eyes when I say this to you. I don't know how to explain what it is that I truly want. But I do know. If you want me to consider you, you have to take me. You know what I mean, so don't act coy. I want you to use me and fuck me as if I'm here only for your pleasure. I want you to show me how closely you've been listening to me. Those weren't tales. I spoke true, and I need to know that you heard me. I don't want to be lost anymore. And I certainly do not want to be a role model. I want to be me. Can I be that with you? Even if just for tonight. No, not that. More. Tighten your grip around my hair and shut me up with your cock. Oh, You keep insisting that you understand. Now show me. What are you waiting for? I'm bent over as far as I can go. Beg? All right. Oh, dear sir. Oh, will you please let your cock inside me? I need your cock. I'm still savoring your taste in my mouth. And I need more of you. Please. I've wanted you inside me from the moment you entered my chambers. Oh, look how wet you've already made me. Oh, please use me like I'm your whore. Oh, God damn. Oh, you pushing my hand down. Mm-hmm. written inside me. Oh, perfectly. Do you prefer me on my back? Looking me in the eyes as I come for you. My soft breast bouncing with each thrust. Oh, you want to cover me with your cum? No. You will not waste your precious seed on your vanity. Oh, you will stay inside me and fill me. Oh, don't fight it, lover. Oh, you've been doing so well. Oh, feel how eager my pussy is. Oh, feel me clenching around you tighter. Every inch of me begging to feel you burst inside me. Make me yours. Come inside me. Come inside me. Yes. Wrap your arms around me. Hold me. I haven't felt that good in years. I can't thank you enough. As much as I want to keep you, I won't do it against your will. I can show you the world if you stay by my side. And one day, we could rule together. A new kingdom. Power. Everything you could desire. Say the word, and I'll grant your wish.